Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Bargan.
Here.
Reffitt.
Here.
Browder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on June 9th, 2020. Were there any changes or corrections? Rosa, did you get my? Okay, thank you. There was a minor change under the department reports, Officer Myers, last name, M-Y-E-R-S, I believe, correct? Officer Myers' last name is M-Y-E-R-S. Thank you. Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the swearing in of Officer Baker. Scott, Rosie. Get your hand sanitizer. Share hands. Here.
I'd like to keep the hand
sanitizer.
No. Thanks everybody for showing up. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You
guys
need to
bring another one.
We got two down here and that one. There's two on that table.
Thank you.
Welcome to the new reality of today. Okay, next up is the amendment to the zoning ordinance for real estate equities. Let me get there real quick. Can I have a motion to read ordinance 2020-19 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, seconded by Jennifer. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-19 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-19, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R3 multifamily residential district to the GB general business district.
As a reminder, this is the rezoning of the real estate equities property off of Denzel Drive. Nathan, you have anything to add from the last time we were here?
You want me to come up?
We can actually hear you right there.
Okay, that works.
So, either way.
I will for the next one. I think okay. There's more questions. But I believe I sent out kind of a aerial view or whatever after the last meeting just so everyone had better reference. And I think we pretty well discussed everything last time, but Doug Walker and Earl Tyson are here again if you have further questions for the petitioner, or of course I can answer questions as well if you have any for me.
Questions for Nathan or about the rezoning? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2020-19 on second and final reading?
No.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance number 2020-20. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-20 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-20, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R2 Family Residential District to the R3 Multifamily Residential District.
And this is the extension of Valley River. So, Nathan and Brooks. Nathan?
Thank you. For the record, Nathan Builder, Planning Director. And as you recall, last time the council had several questions regarding this rezoning and passed it on first reading with the understanding that the petitioner would be here to answer some of those questions. I did provide via email out again after meeting the location and the proposed plan as well, which hopefully helped to address some of the questions and gave you some reference, frame of reference to the overall design. And Brooks is here to help address those, but do you have any questions for me before I hand it over to him?
Questions of Nathan?
Thanks for providing this. It's a lot easier to understand.
My apologies. I didn't do that to start with.
No, that's right.
A complete oversight. So.
Just to add in there, too, I appreciate the maps.
Okay. Turn it over. Come on up. Hi.
Hello.
Tell us about your project.
Just trying to provide an opportunity to build some more houses, which we seem to be in need of.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit about the houses? Square footage size?
Don't know yet until they start being built.
Okay.
We just went with the R3 minimum size, I think 950, which is probably small. But wanted to leave the opportunity out there for tiny houses or somebody wanted to put something smaller out there.
Okay.
I'm assuming most of them are going to be the 1,300, 1,400 square foot. But just don't know yet until we start and see what public wants as far as the buyers.
Remind me, I think, was there going to be a building that had multifamily, or are these all single-family lots?
All single-family.
They're all single-family
yeah.
lots. Okay, for some reason I thought there was going to be one. Or
we talked about putting two in like we have
sure.
down here on Ellsworth.
Yes.
Right at the start, but those are single-family.
Those are considered single-family.
Single-family
gotcha.
Attached.
Gotcha. Okay, so then let me rephrase. Is there a plan for single-family attached somewhere on this plan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know
the first two lots?
The very first two, like
yeah.
1-2 or 30-29 or?
It'd be the first one on the left, first one on the right.
Okay. So that's
1 and 30?
Because they're
yeah.
They're wide enough.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We do something similar to what we have down here. We'd be 75 feet.
Existing houses.
So we love those first two, 75 feet.
Okay.
Okay, those two down there on Ellsworth look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep. Agreed.
No, unless it's Washington.
Is that? I think that's the map we're actually looking at right now. The one that Nathan just said. Or
yeah.
So it'd be lot 1 and lot 30.
Lot 1 and 30. Okay.
But that's something here too.
Sure.
And that's still going to follow the 900 range per side square footage?
Yeah, those were just over 1,000.
On each side?
Yeah.
At a garage.
I think the first one we built was 980 on the one side, but that was a two bedroom.
Okay.
And most people wanted the three bedroom. So
the next
one we built, which was closer to Bluebell, that mm-hmm. one we both made down the same side.
I got you.
So they're both over 1,100 square foot.
Okay.
It's So you're seeing a more of a demand for that type of housing as you continue to build them, get more interest?
Well, I mean, those, as fast as those went, as soon as we got those done,
yeah.
Except for the two-bedroom one.
So, but from
the other ones are really two-bedroom and a den.
Okay.
Not necessarily three-bedroom, just sure. Two-bedroom and a den.
So from one lot, from lot 1 and 30, from there through the rest of the way to the end of the cul-de-sac, those are all single-family.
One building per lot.
Single family unattached.
Yeah.
Unattached. Yeah. Okay.
Single family detached.
One building per property. We'll say that.
Well, that was some of the one of the questions I heard
yeah.
last
from the last time.
Last time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other questions that you have for him?
And
theoretically, how soon do you expect something to start happening there?
Hopefully it starts with the dirt this year.
Okay.
Depending on what happens. With the election. What we perceive is going to happen there.
Yep. Yep. Did you have another question, Walt?
I don't. I'm good.
Other questions?
All the driveway questions were
answered.
Okay. The turnaround, cul-de-sac, that was a question about big enough for buses and snow plows and fire trucks and EMSs. And, I mean, so...
I couldn't tell you that for sure, but that was
because I know that Boulder Run there is going to connect to the next phase of the other Ravenwood project there, right? So just trying to figure out if those two things are going to come together concurrently or if we're going to have kind of a dead end there and then waiting for the next section to be built. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, two separate.
Yeah, I know the two separate. I just didn't know. I'm just trying to figure out maybe more from a planning standpoint of how those two are going to line up, if there's going to be just a dead end there or what. Cause
I would expect that Boulder Run would be a dead end for a few years.
Okay.
Because Biggs was the one that developed the second section of
sure.
Ravenwood there, and of course their attention has kind of been pulled different directions.
Yeah.
So on. Okay. However, Ravenwood was very... large
success,
sure. At least the tax credit portion of it. So I expect them sooner than later, but probably still a couple years.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate the fact that it's going to connect. I think that's a big thing. It's an important thing for our fire department, for others. I'm just trying to think in the temporary, as that isn't developed, then people, you know, again, you won't have that many people that will be making that stop and back up kind of a thing, but for other purposes, fire trucks and trash trucks and school buses and things like that, how that maneuvering will happen. But I mean, I think as I look at it, there's probably enough room. It's going to be tight, but we're only talking about a couple of properties that are going to be impacted there. So,
and you're right. The eyebrow, elbow, whatever you call it, is not a cul-de-sac. It's not ideal, but in the temporary context,
yeah.
it's sufficient.
Sure.
It's probably sufficient. What our temporary cul-de-sac spec would be.
Sure.
If I remember right, Mr. Michael from Walker Associates confirmed that at our mm-hmm. commission meeting.
Great.
It would be sufficient.
Great. Thank you. Other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions regarding ordinance number 2020-20? Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2020-20 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, guys. Next up is compliance with statement of benefits. Round 3. Dale's here. First up on my schedule here is ADMC Enterprises. So, looks to me like they are exceeding expectations based on what I'm seeing, unless I'm missing something. Is that what you all are seeing?
Yes.
Agreed.
And Brian came in and sat down and met with me, and so he was ecstatic about traffic and all of this.
Yeah. I've got to imagine that traffic at his new location has to be up significantly from where he was, kind of tucked back in a corner there. So I've got to imagine it's a very big net positive for him. And based on the salary numbers, it looks like it is. So, any questions regarding this ADMC Enterprises LLC compliance statement of benefits?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to find ADMC Enterprises in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So the next one I have is Precision Plastics 2014.
Also Precision.
That's the next one, right? 17?
Yeah, that's
the next one. Okay. Yep, thank you. Well, appreciate that. Next up is Precision Plastics from 2014-7 was the resolution number. Do you have anything to say about that?
I don't have anything to say other than I want to compliment Rosie on her patience because there was a lot of confusion and many emails back and forth, and with our contact person who worked very well, we happened to go in and kept getting us the wrong year. So I actually haven't seen what's in front of you other than there was a changeover of Precision by one of the principals in the finance area, as some of you are getting somebody new trained and on the right schedule. So, but again, Rosie kind of lost her cool because there's many emails.
Any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts?
The numbers look good.
Okay. Do I have a motion to find Precision Plastics in compliance with their personal property abatement and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Go for it.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, second by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up I have in front of me is another Precision Plastics from 2017. This is also a personal property abatement. And I'm assuming the numbers are going to be similar in that regard. Did you already look at this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will pass it down.
It just missed the copy.
The copy. Oh, yeah, it didn't get into the Dropbox, but I think the numbers are probably the same if I looked at correctly. Yeah, okay. Yep, they are the same. Many times when you have overlapping abatements from different years, the numbers, the end numbers will be the same because of where they're at currently. But you can't necessarily say these are attached to this one and this one. So.
Yeah, this is the one we went around. Finally figured out the right year.
Yeah. So, Rosie, just for clarification, the real property one on here is not one that we're looking at on the agenda. That was the one that you had said they actually didn't move forward on, right?
Right.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to see it? Okay. Do I have a motion? Oh, I'm sorry. Were there any comments, questions, concerns about that? Do I have a motion to find Precision Plastics in compliance with their 2017 abatement and grant an additional year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Jenny. For the discussion, all those in favor show up by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is VD2, also known as the Holiday Inn Express.
So, Raj came in, sat down with me. We had a very good discussion. As he said, well, John was going to fill these out for me.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the importance of them. So he sat down there. Some of you may know me. I'll go, wow, that looks very similar to your handwriting. I told him that was the first and last time we're going to do that. But I walked him through it. Good news is, you know, he understands the importance of it. But it was a good meeting, and it took a while, but here it is.
I do have a question regarding the real estate improvements. So obviously there's a significant difference between the estimated and the actual value of the improvements on the left-hand column there. The $4.5 million that was anticipated versus the $2.4 million that is actual. My assumption is the 4.5 actually includes the vast majority of the things inside of the hotel as well as the building itself.
And that is my assumption as well.
Whereas the $2.4 million is actually the building, what is assessed.
Correct.
On the property. Okay. I just want to make sure that I was reading that correctly, because that tends to happen in actually a lot of our abatements that, you know, when they put the estimate down, and maybe this is something where as we move forward with other abatements in the future, we make sure we're keeping focus on what the abatement is for, because those numbers, it looks like they've, you know, barely reached half, if you will, when in actuality, I think they just did not count the right thing to start with. So, but it appears to me that they are over their estimates on salary, which is good. That's an important part of it. Thoughts on BD2? Jennifer, are you pondering?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was giving you appropriate time. Okay. So, can I have a motion to find BD2 in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Is that a 10-year? Just curiosity. Since they was.
I feel like it was, but I could be wrong. I don't remember.
Contents of that bill, so I think.
That was a 10-year.
10 years.
Yeah.
But
that was only on the real estate. Yeah, there was no personal property as part of that. Did you have a question?
No, I was just going to talk about that.
Okay, next up is Casey Jones Plating. I do know.
That's one we tabled, I think, last time.
Because of the negative numbers, it's negative 249 and negative 10.
Yeah. So I do know, again, from kind of some personal experience, I would say, or personal connections in that regard, I know that they have actually done a lot of employing from work release. But I also know that, their business has kind of been up and down. It just kind of depends. But I can't necessarily explain why they're down 10 employees in that regard. But.
And they were given the opportunity to be here, correct?
And this is the one that burned, that had the big fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was two years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, is this, again, the 10-year? I mean, is he halfway through his abatement? Calendar-wise?
Casey Jones. Theirs is up in 25. 26.
Mm-hmm. So if we did not approve this, the impact he would receive is that?
It'd be 50%. He would
lose 50% of the original request.
For
tax abatement.
He would be paying 100% of the additional assessed value for this year. Now, with that being said, if the council would allow, Casey Jones, could come in and request their, you know, the four additional years of abatement that they have, I guess. I mean,
were you able to speak to him?
No. I was trying to get a hold of Kathy Powell.
Mm-hmm.
So, no,
I know we had this discussion last time, and I'm racking my brain here. The time frame in which we have to have these?
Well, they were due to you.
Yes.
June 16th.
Okay.
And then, you know, you still have your appropriate amount of time to determine them. They're just due here by then.
So do we talk to legal about sending them a certified letter saying this is
your abatement is in jeopardy?
Right. I mean,
is that our responsibility?
It may not be, and I agree with what you're saying, but also we know it's been a tough adventure, and I think if we take that step, at least they know we're acting in good faith to make the right.
Give them a chance.
Give them an opportunity to. I think if they had an explanation to explain, I don't think there'd be any.
It would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but we have to at least know some backstory. I think it would be appropriate.
I know the contact name here.
Do we need to table it again, or?
So, I mean, ultimately, you can do what you want. You can table it, you can approve it, or you can, or just deny a year. Those are your options. Now, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily disagree that we should be a good partner with the business. But frankly, I mean, I'm maybe disappointed if. If individuals have reached out, Dale or whoever. Rosie, have you reached out to them? No. So Dale reached out, and you know, I'm not encouraging you to turn down their abatement. I am saying though that I think they need to be notified that, and my guess is based on reading the tea leaves here that if this was the last day we could approve it, they may not get approved. And I think it's important for them to understand that if they don't have somebody here to defend it and explain some of the stuff, they probably will not get another year of abatement. Is that a fair comment,
yeah.
Council?
Yes.
I want to see
I agree.
I mean,
so.
I feel like it's a very small thing to come in here
yep.
and answer some questions when we're talking about taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Is Kathy Dow a local person? She's the one that signed it as the county manager.
I don't know. I am not sure about that.
I
maybe
thought it was from out of state.
Another contact, maybe. Steve, I think his name is Gutkowski. I think that's how it is. He may be another contact if you can't get a hold of Keith.
Is Mrs. Lambert out of the picture now? The previous CNR?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because Casey Jones, I think, bought CNR, which is why they're Casey Jones, but then, and I don't remember where their head office is out of. I feel like it's Michigan somewhere, but I'm not sure.
And that Kathy Dahl is the one that signed these last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So.
Paperwork. Give them one last chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do diligence.
Yeah. I mean, I move that we table this to the next meeting. If they decide not to come back in, then we can make a decision at that point.
And I second it.
Okay. Motion seconded. All those in favor of tabling? It is unanimous. Okay. We'll table that till the next meeting. It will be decided at the next meeting.
Yes.
So.
And I forgot about Ophir, so I don't know.
Okay. Let me pop that up real quick here. Yeah.
They got their paperwork in.
Yeah. Oakview's kind of confusing, but
yeah.
The salaries.
Yeah, what's up with the salaries?
It's like half almost.
Portion of that is up there. They gave them all raises.
It could be, yeah. The people that they haven't hired yet are going to make up the difference.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. They're in year what? 5, 6.
Five.
Kind of in the same group. So.
Or 6.
Yeah.
Theirs is up in 25, 26.
Yeah. So they're halfway through at this point. And again, and I think this goes back to 300 different conversations that we've had at this point of like, I just feel like there need that, and maybe we just need to have a, hey, business owners, here's how you fill out a, you know,
absolutely.
CF1.
Yeah, I'm already working on it.
I think we
got PDFs are going out.
Yeah.
This year's
the year.
I can't put current on the SB1 at 16, but I should be hearing all that.
Yeah. So, it is curious that they have more additional employees than expected. They have less retained employees and less current number of employees.
And salaries.
But, the salaries are really weird. So, I mean, again, it's up to the council what you all want to do with this. I know that, I'm trying to think here. Opie went through a leadership change last year, the year before, maybe. Again, not trying to make excuses, just trying to fill in some of the picture. So.
Is that Bush?
No.
No.
That's, it was, geez, I just lost his name. But, yeah, it used to be SGS. Yeah. It was Oakview before that. It's Kyocera. So what would the council like to do?
I'd say let's give them 30 days, and we're going to make a final decision on two of the ones that we have on hold.
How about 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
How about we give them 2 weeks till the next
meeting?
I think we need to
do the same type of thing as we did with Casey Jones. I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Do
you want to make a motion on that as well? You did the first.
I move that we table this until 2 weeks and give them an opportunity to understand the levity of the situation.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Okay, it's unanimous. We will move that to the next meeting. Table until the next meeting. Okay. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you,
Dale.
Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Hard work on this.
No,
that was our last thing.
Okay. Nathan, you got anything else for us?
Just wanted to let you guys know that we do have, at the last Plan Commission meeting, I guess we approved a development plan for assisted living center up off of Connection and Opportunity. So I didn't mention that the last time I was here. So that's an exciting little development.
I was going to bring that up, but you just
don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One night I stayed the entire time. and we've got a fairly full docket for the next upcoming Plan Commission meeting on July 6th as well. A little bit of everything. Got a development plan coming up for, I don't even remember now. A rezoning for the property over at the old Fastenal building, and then a plat as well, also up at Armstrong Park. So it should be a fairly full agenda. Feel free to come July 6th, 7 o'clock. Two of you need to come, but the rest of you want to come too and see the fireworks. It should be a very good meeting, though. Good. Like I said, a little bit of everything.
Which reminds me, reminder that we will not be having fireworks on July 3rd, and that it will be sometime in September and a date to be announced, okay? Make sure that's reminded to everybody. And also as a reminder that Stage 5, assuming we move to Stage 5, is not scheduled until July 4th, which is the day after our event was scheduled. And so, as you well know, we have contractual obligations with the fireworks company, and so that's part of the reason for moving in, obviously, out of an abundance of caution as well. So, Chip.
Nothing really to report. Just got confirmation. Pickles will be opening up July 7th, and they will fully meet their contract, and they would love to have the money. July 7th.
Can you send me an email reminding me of that?
Other than that, nothing.
Scott.
Let the council know that the Board of Works approved hiring replacements for Officer Chapman and Officer Inslee as they're retiring. And this Friday is Sergeant Chapman's retirement, 11 to 1. He'll be in here. And then there was a conflict. So if the mayor's meeting grows large, larger, then he'll move back in here and we'll be in the training room.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. Marcia's going to move our meeting anyways, I think, so.
Should be in here, so if any of you would like to come wish Jeff Chapman, thank him for his service.
Yep.
We'll have a little thing in here and stop by and say hi and thanks. I think that's all I have.
Questions, Scott? Did I ask questions of Chip?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I did.
I want to actually thank Dale, as we put up the deferred loan program.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
His office really got some good publicity on it today, so good. Thank you, Dale.
I was going to ask you, had anybody no hit yet?
No hit yet. So hopefully after today.
Okay.
Marcia?
Nothing.
RC?
No.
Walter?
Nothing.
Couple of things for your information. You may have seen, maybe my emotions got the best of me, but on Friday I posted some information about 500 East and US 30 and my extreme disappointment in the fact that they're moving forward besides the fact that there was basically unanimous opposition at the COESI meeting. It's super frustrating, but I don't know that it matters much. We're trying to do everything we can do to kind of force the issue a little bit, but sounds like 2021 they're going to be putting in a median U-turn there, and I have some major concerns about what that's going to do to 400, some major concerns of what it's going to do to stacking of vehicles and tractors and fire trucks and lots of things like that, but as you well know, NDOT knows much better than a small town mayor does, so tongue-in-cheek. With that being said, we are continuing to work on US 30 coalition stuff and, hopeful about where that process is going. We are working alongside the Old Settlers Day Committee, whose president is our fantastic city attorney, and trying to figure out kind of what event may or may not happen in the future with that. So, and how we can potentially collaborate on that. Let's see if there's anything else significant. We're doing, obviously, evaluations of employees right now. That's a lot of our time. We are closed on July 3rd for in observance of Independence Day. As a reminder, we are having a employee appreciation luncheon on Thursday, so if you're willing and able to give some dollars for that, we would appreciate that. We would certainly invite you and welcome your presence at that. That is on, yes, July 2nd from 11:30 to 12:30, basically 1 o'clock. Certainly would welcome you to that. And actually on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we have, or a week from today, we are going to have a I'm having my department head sit in on a webinar that AIM is hosting for media relations. I think that'll be really good.
What time did you say that the lunch was?
11:30 to 12:30 at Marshall Park at Pavilion for our employees.
Cookers or?
No, it will be catered. And actually, we're trying to do, in order to make sure that our employees feel comfortable and safe with the COVID stuff, we're going to be doing it a little differently than we've done in the past. But we've put some of those. I've worked with Beth to try to get those things in place, so I think we're going to be in good shape for that. On a personal note, I'd like to wish my wife a happy 12th anniversary on Sunday, and my brother a happy birthday today. Dan?
Is there an open house or anything for the Van Buren's?
Chip?
Not that we know of. Have you heard?
I asked that question today.
Dale? Not. I have spoke with him several times, and I've not got a confirmed date.
Okay. There isn't a confirmed date, but they have been in talks with us about a ribbon cutting.
Ribbon cutting. Okay, good. Yep.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. I'd like to take a little tour of it. Yeah. I mean, it looked really great for our downtown, and turned out very nice.
So. Also, I know with all the commotion of the weather that we had last Wednesday,
yes.
Have we had a chance to look at where those trees are being located along Main Street?
Okay, so I did have a conversation with Teresa about that. As I may or may not have mentioned, so when the tree board comes up with those when the tree board hires the arborist comes in and says, here are the places in which would be great for these trees to be. And so that's why they were located there. I've asked about where, like, the root structure is going to be for those ones along Main Street on the west side of the road as you're going to come around the curve near Pizza there, or Pizza King. And again, those were specifically chosen by the arborist to go down instead of going out, so they feel pretty confident about that. The ones near the entrance of Earl Avenue, those are, again, I asked them to please keep an eye on it for how the line of sight is going to be. I don't think the one, in my opinion, and again, those of you that live in Columbia Shores, you can give a different opinion, but I think the ones that are more challenging maybe are the ones on the north side than the ones on the south side, personally. But we'll keep an eye on that, and if we need to get rid of it, we'll get rid of it. But I will say that certainly the windstorm has brought a lot of information and questions and stuff about street trees to our attention. And so I appreciate Marcia Sally and Teresa and other people trying to figure out how we can tighten up those ordinances a little bit and make sure it's crystal clear to people what the responsibilities are. Most people don't realize that the street tree, even though it's a city street tree in the right of way, it is this property owner's responsibility for that. I don't mean to keep ignoring you. I do that all the time. I'm sorry. But that is the property owner's responsibility to handle that. And there are certain things, there are certain caveats to that, but in general, a city street tree is the property owner's responsibility. But again, I think we need to figure out a way to make that more clear. So I have asked / instructed the tree board that I think we need to maybe not do as much planting in the next year or so and focus on more of the pruning that they do. So we're going to be looking at all those things. The point is, there's a lot on the table right now for trees.
Seems though we don't have that time to, we've been taking down trees that are considered in the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times it doesn't, there's no black and white. It's,
sure.
Oh, okay, well,
insurance comes right away. It's different candidate as well.
So. Sure,
and
sure.
So it's like,
and that's, and, yep, and I think that's where we want to kind of get that cleared up a little bit more. There's actually three or four different places in our ordinances that talk about city street trees. So if that tells you a little bit about the kind of the grayness and stuff, and that's why we had a meeting actually right before Board of Works, and we're going to work on making sure that's clear. So
with the alleys, mm-hmm. also, because I know I went out and physically measured
yeah.
a couple of houses. And, mm-hmm. Questions if the tree is in the alley or if it's on the property.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
That needs to be addressed.
Good luck to that. Yeah.
Sure.
I understand. Yep.
I do want to commend our city employees for the way they handled the
yeah.
Wednesday night, whatever you want to call that.
Windstorm.
Whatever. Yes. That was an amazing thing that went through our town, and everybody pitched in. Everybody got the job done. Power got back on.
Yep.
Trees got removed. I mean, it's amazing to see how well when something like that happens.
All the city departments were working
yeah.
together,
yeah.
and neighbors were helping neighbors. It was a really good thing.
It was pretty neat to watch.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, I think what's really interesting or neat, I guess, is that our street crews were done cleaning up a week and a half after the storm. So, I mean, that tells you kind of, I mean, they were doing that from the start of the day to the end of the day for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. That tells you how much debris we had, so.
You could hear chainsaws constantly.
All the time. Yeah.
There's the trampoline out of the crack.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Tim. Jeff?
Nothing.
Ted?
Nothing.
Ted?
Nothing.
Audience?
You cannot.
Press? Call the meeting adjourned. 45 after.